The sun is setting in the west. It's sunset on the 23rd of December. Hello, everyone. It's Ian here. I've done it. I have finally peeled that stinking, rotting albatross that was draped around my neck. Monday morning, I got down to the 40-foot shipping container that my workshop would have been stored in, and I got started clearing it out. This is a project that I started back in June when I moved the heavy machinery, but it was time to get into the bibs and bobs, the flotsam and jetsam that was stored in that container and clear it out. And it's something I wanted to do in winter when it was cool, because those shipping containers get damn hot once they start getting a bit of sun on them, and it's something I didn't want to do in summer, but I just couldn't find the time. Just could not get some time off work or have the energy to do it. So I decided, well, come what may, I'm going to do it in the first part of my holidays at Christmas, when we have a two-week shutdown and I've got access to the work ute. So I got up at 3:30 a.m. so that I could be at the container at 5, which was just after dawn. And it worked really well. It was nice and cool inside that box, and I flogged myself. I got so hard stuck into it. I was just going hard because I knew I had a limited amount of time before the sun got up. And fortunately, really fortunately, the weather's mild at the moment. 28 degrees, 30 degrees maximum day. So it's mild. It's very, very pleasant. But I can tell you, still, you get a lot of radiant sunlight on that box. It still gets hot. And I had all of it out, just pulled it out and threw it on the grass in front of where the container's stored by 8 o'clock. I just went hard. And then once it was out there, well, I could wear a hat to protect myself from the sun, because I was then out in the blazing sun, and I could work away, which is exactly what I did. Took two loads to the rubbish dump, which, as it turns out, because I had vouchers from the local council, didn't cost me anything, but if I had to pay for it, it would have cost me $200. So I'm really glad I had the vouchers for it. Didn't realise taking stuff to the dump was that expensive these days. God, there was some crap in there. My old bench, I end up breaking it down. I got a saw out and I cut the vise off it, and I'll actually strip it off that little piece of timber. And the rest of the bench I just broke up. Everything in the container had been water damaged. A little bit of water had got in. There were a couple of small holes, only pinholes, but that's all it takes. Just a few drops of water getting in, and then they get so hot that the water evaporates, and then it gets cool and it condenses again. So you get this whole evaporation condensation cycle, and that's just pernicious, the way it just creeps into everything. It's probably worse than being wet and then drying out, you know, because you've got vapor condensing on everything. And some of the books I threw out, several cartons of books, well, those books were probably closer, more akin to compost than books, some of them. And some of the containers of chemicals, I've got quite a few chemicals. Some of them are pretty nasty, you know, for making plastics. Polyurethane chemicals, isocyanates, thinners. Most of the containers that had thinners for paint had basically vented enough that all the thinners had flashed off. But some of the other chemicals were still there. Some had leaked and created a bit of a problem, which I cleaned up as best I could. Put latex gloves on at one stage to clean up all this icky, sticky, yucky cardboard boxes that were full of something. I don't know whether it was oil or resin, but I certainly wasn't going to get it on myself. And I just basically cleared it all out and took it to the dump. Two loads in the ute to the dump, and then two loads taken to where I'm working these days of stuff that I've got to sort through. Some of it's tools that need to be refurbished because they're damaged with all of the moisture and corrosion. Some of them will be refurbishable. Some of them will just have to get tossed. Some of them are antiques. I've got some old wooden hand planes and rebating planes and a router, a hand router, something that most people don't even know what it is. So I've got a few things like that, and along with lots of screws and nuts and bolts, all sorts of interesting things. Most of them I don't care about. Most of them I'm just going to allow to go into stock at work. I'll give them to work. But there's a few select special things I'll keep for myself. There's one thing called Goldilocks bolts, which I bought from Queensland Bolt and Nut Supply years ago when I was doing up some bentwood chairs. I happened to rock up there and want some bolts, and they said, "Oh yeah, Goldilocks bolts, we've got some of those out the back here somewhere." And he pulled out a couple of boxes and gave them to me, and I went, "Wow, didn't expect to get those." Goldilocks bolts are quite a unique bolt. They have a hex head nut on them, but the actual bolt is a cup head. But underneath the cup head, there are two little sharp webs opposite each other on the shaft of the bolt, but underneath the head, radiating out towards the edge of the head. And the idea is, as you tighten the bolt up, they bite into the timber so that the head of the bolt doesn't rotate in the timber. Very, very unusual, and I'm sure not available anymore. You guys in the UK still might be able to get it because you have some freaky old-fashioned stuff over there. As a matter of fact, back in the early 90s, I bought myself a Norfolk latch, which I put on my back door of my house, which was really nice to put something old-fashioned like that. That's the old handle with the thumb that lifts up the lever. You may have seen one. Suffolk latches, Norfolk latches, pretty much the same. But couldn't find one here in Australia, but I found one when I was travelling in the UK. So there's a little bit of hardware that I'll keep, and I'll just tuck them under my bench, and one day in 20 years' time when I've retired, I'll take them with me and probably just cut them around until my daughter cleans them up from my estate when I die. But things like that, yeah, they're a little bit too precious to get rid of. But everything else, everything that is that I can rebuild, repurchase, I'm just getting rid of. Or it's just reached its use-by date because it's no longer part of my life. Like, I've got a lot of stuff. We all have, haven't we? A lot of stuff that is no longer part of my life. And I looked at some of the books, some really beautiful old fine woodworking books that I purchased years ago. I'm sure they're still available to be purchased, but they're water damaged now. And I just went, no, well, that's not part of my life anymore. So throw them out. And it might sound a little bit cavalier, but I don't mind too much because it's not part of my life. I haven't missed them for the last half a dozen years I've been in that container, and really, that's it, isn't it? So, I took two loads yesterday to the workshop, and today I went and got a couple of bits of machinery from my mate's place who is storing them, my wood lathe and my table saw, and I'm taking them to the workshop and I'm going to take some photos and sell them. And I've done it. That container now is empty. It is, a fellow's going to try and sell it and I'll get my share of it. If he does manage to sell it, which will be awesome to actually get some money for it. And it's done. I don't have to wake up at 2:30 a.m. anymore and wonder what I'm going to do about it, or dread the day that's now passed of going there and doing the work. I flogged myself. I went so hard. Yesterday, from 5 a.m. until after 6, it was a 13-hour day, and I just went hard the whole time. And I was filthy, and for a big chunk of the day, I was wet with sweat. And I was friggin' exhausted by the end of it. But I've done it. And it is so nice to have that monkey off my back. And I did a little dance.